Hi everyone, and welcome to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name's Jen, and on today's show, we're in part four of Wow, I didn't see that coming. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Hello, New Everyday viewers. We're so glad that you've tuned in. We are in part four of our series, looking through the book of Acts. And so far, Jen, we've had Saul.
Yes.
All angry, going to persecute some Christians. Jesus shows up on the road, Damascus experience. He's blinded. He's blind for 3 days. God shows up to Ananias in a vision. Ananias says yes to the Lord and that he will go to Saul. He laid hands on him. He prayed for him. Saul received the Holy Spirit and his eyes were opened. So that's where we ended off.
That's where we're ending up off. And we kept saying, wow, I didn't see that happening. Mm-hmm. Or I didn't see that
in
coming.
In so many ways.
I didn't see that coming. And I didn't see that coming. And so often, that is what the Christian journey is all about. It's not just like, okay, I accepted Jesus and now it's just going to be boring until I die. Well, no.
Can't have no more fun.
Can't have any fun at all. We're just going to sit here and follow a bunch of rules. And it's just boring. And as I read this passage, like, serving the Lord is so not boring.
It's so not boring.
Because you never know. Honestly, you never know what's going to happen. And every morning, and I believe I've said this before, I pray, Lord, bring to me the people you want me to interact with today.
I like
keep
that.
Away
yeah.
all distractions and protect me from the evil one. And it's so cool because I had some just amazing conversations today of people I didn't even know were going to show up. Or I knew they were going to come, but I didn't know that's what we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
And it was just like, wow, God.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
And so we just want to encourage you today that maybe you're feeling like you're in a bit of a slump. Surrender the slump to Jesus. And dear Lord Jesus, I'm just feeling like I'm in a slump. And I know the Christian life is so much more. Would you help me just to hold on to you?
Yeah.
And so
I had someone encourage me to pray a different way in the mornings. And I got to admit, the times when I've like forgotten to pray this way, I felt slumpy.
Really?
And slumpy in the sense that my eyes were turned into me. How am I feeling? Am I feeling close to God? Am I feeling spiritual? What do I want? And not overtly those sentences in my mind.
Yeah.
But looking back, that's how my train of thought would start to go throughout the day, like in assessing the situations, instead of having this mindset that I'm here for the purpose of God, to interact with them and to show them and to share with them the love of Christ.
Yeah.
And so they encouraged me to pray like in the mornings, like you said, God, I believe that you have rescued me, that you have given me your Holy Spirit, that you've equipped me with the love and the kindness of Jesus to show that to people in amazing ways today. So I trust you, God, to lead me and guide me because I believe you're going before me. And praying that way has changed my way of thinking throughout the day. And sometimes I just got to stop and remind myself that.
Right.
And I'm not going to lie, oftentimes the point when I stop and kind of have that check-in moment is in like the public bathroom, but when I go in the stall and I close the door, and just for a minute, I'm alone because I live in a very busy world, right? And it's that moment where I can be like, God, thank you. I'm not here for me.
Mm-hmm.
This crazy day is not about the crazy day. This is about you, God, and you've made me and you've loved me and I'm here for you and you're awesome and I'm here to love people.
Yes.
Anyways, I don't know why I shared that, but I did. So we can get back to the story now.
So here we are. We're going to jump in to chapter 9, reading from verse 19b to the end of verse 31. So
here we go.
If you want to read that for us.
Okay, Saul stayed with the believers in Damascus for a few days, and immediately he began preaching about Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is indeed the Son of God." All who heard him were amazed, "Isn't this the same man who caused such devastation among Jesus' followers in Jerusalem?" they asked. "And didn't he come here to arrest them and take them in chains to the leading priests?" Saul's preaching became more and more powerful, and the Jews in Damascus couldn't refute his proofs that Jesus was indeed the Messiah. After a while, some of the Jews plotted together to kill him. They were watching for him day and night at the city gate so they could murder him. But Saul was told about their plot, so during the night, some of the other believers lowered him in a large basket through an opening in the city wall. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to meet with other believers, but they were all afraid of him. They did not believe he had truly become a believer.
Oh boy.
Then Barnabas brought him to the apostles and told them how Saul had seen the Lord on the way to Damascus and how the Lord had spoken to Paul. He also told them that Saul had preached boldly in the name of Jesus in Damascus. So Saul stayed with the apostles and went all around Jerusalem with them, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. He debated with some Greek-speaking Jews, but they tried to murder him. Mm. When the believers heard about this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him away to Tarsus, his hometown. The church then had peace throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and it became stronger as the believers lived in the fear. In the fear of the Lord, and with the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, it also grew in numbers.
I didn't see that coming.
So which part of that little blurb like stood out to you the most? I'm just curious.
Well, part of me wants to say, how did he get up and speak boldly about Jesus?
Holy Spirit, man.
Well, I know that.
What did it look like, you mean?
But yeah, and what even motivated him? And I know it's I know the answer is the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I know the answer. Okay. But how
like, what did that actually look like?
Yeah. Like, how did he go from a Christian persecutor to Christian supporter?
Like, the scales fell off, he like...
And okay. And that's where it really is the work of the Holy Spirit, where we just sort of go, I didn't even know I had that inside of me. But yeah. he willfully surrendered his life to Jesus, and as a result, being filled with the Holy Spirit, the stuff came out.
Yeah.
And it just, I guess it mind boggles me a wee bit, or boggles my mind, the fact that he at once... It says, mm-hmm. At once he began to preach in the synagogues. And I was like, okay, I have to have all my ducks in a row. I'm going to start preaching to myself, and I have to prepare my sermon tomorrow. Here it comes. Ready, self? Here it is. It says, at once he just got up and started preaching about Jesus. And all who heard him were astonished and asked, isn't this, you know, the guy who's wreaking havoc? Mm-hmm. And it goes on that he says, yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Christ.
And how did he prove him?
Yeah.
It must have been with the scriptures, because if he was preaching to the Jews,
yeah,
they would know the Old Testament, and he could use that, like his knowledge of being a Pharisee, to show that Jesus was in fact in the Old Testament hidden. And then he wrote the New Testament of Jesus being revealed.
Yeah, and it's just so, I guess... So part of me...
Are you encouraged by it?
Yes, and humbled, and thinking, why do I always feel like I have to have all the dots in a row before I get up and speak? And what's interesting is last Sunday, I didn't even know how it was going to end. I didn't know how I was going to end the service. And so I had like three different options. And I said, we could end this way, we could end this way, or we could end this way. So I sat down with our video guy, and I said, okay... Here we go. I don't really know how I'm going to end, so just work with me. And he's like, no problem, because he's been working with me for a while now. And I said, because I honestly don't know how this is going to end, so we're just going to trust God to make it work. And it totally worked, and it was like, thank you, God. And I guess this encourages me, because I'm thinking, mm-hmm. It says, Saul at once got up and spoke boldly. And if the Holy Spirit is alive in us, and if he's given us a message to give, then we have to believe that he will help us to speak boldly. Yeah.
You've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind.
Yeah. So yeah. Those things really, that in particular, went, wow. Because it might not be, wow, I didn't see that coming, or wow, I've never thought about that before. And often that's what happens when you read scriptures, like, wow.
I've never thought about that.
I've never thought about that before.
I had a friend, I had my Bible in my car, and a friend came in and he said, oh, like, is that your Bible? And I was like, yeah. I said, he's like, oh, it looks like you've read it a lot. And I said, you know what? This is the one book that you can read every day of your life, and it is like new.
Yes.
And it is.
It is.
It's and for me, what stood out, Jen, was that here he came, he was coming into the city originally, mm-hmm. hoity-toity. Well, I don't want to say hoity-toity. Anyways, with authority to persecute people, right? So with full of power. And then he's being lowered in a basket like a criminal. Like, what a dichotomy of experiences that he was, you know, at the height of his career as a Pharisee, I guess if I can say it that way, with my limited knowledge of that, and then to be treated like a criminal because they were trying to murder him, lowered through in a basket. Like, that's very humbling. And yet, he seemed all the more bold to share.
I know. And so when has persecution or hard times actually encouraged you to share your faith? So we'll be back right after these messages.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to New Every Day. We just want to take a minute to say thank you to our partners. And if you go onto our website, neweveryday.tv, such as Jen has here.
And you go to the little thing up there and you can go support us. And there's a variety of ways of supporting us. You can become a patron on Patreon.
Here, show the people.
You can shop. I know, but it's hard for me to see that way. You can shop with our partners. You can shop in our online store. You can donate to our tip jar. Or you could advertise. So if you have a business that you would like to advertise with us, try that out. So the way I support us is I often will go to shop with our partners. Dun, da, da, da. And up comes our affiliate partners. So there's Amazon, and you can be anywhere in the world. Audible, eBay, GearBest, ThinkGeek.
So many more.
Oh, yeah.
So many.
I know. They just keep going.
And how I support us is to donate through Patreon.
Carrie, you need this.
Show me. I can't see. What? Chipolo? Never lose your stuff again.
We just had a conversation now. She had
missed something. A tracking device.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for partnering with us. You may have just revolutionized something. So I lost my braces. I got clear braces. You can take them in and out. And I lost them. And I really need to find them. So maybe that would be a wise investment. But I also support our show through Patreon. So if you go on our webpage, you can find that Patreon is a way of supporting us. So every time a show is aired, it automatically bills my account for a certain amount of money so that I'm sponsoring the show monthly, essentially.
Yes.
Anyways, we're very grateful continue this show.
Yes.
And we're talking about Saul has now been converted, crazy, and he's gone to Jerusalem.
Yep.
And here's what stood out to me, Jen. I asked you kind of what stood out to you, and here's what stood out to me was that when Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to meet with the believers, but they were all scared.
I know.
So these were people who they believed and trusted in God, but I guess there hadn't been a convert as radical as Saul yet.
I know.
Right?
Well, he's been persecuting them, and now he's like, and was he like infiltrating?
Well, he was the guy who was witness to Stephen's stoning.
Yes, he was.
So I wonder if they remembered him, because obviously a prominent figure, because they laid their coats at his feet.
Yes.
And he was giving approval of Stephen's death. So it's like, whoa, who are you? Yeah. Was he infiltrating? Is he a mole?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm saved. I've been bought with the blood of the Lamb. I've been baptized. I've been filled with the Holy Spirit.
And he's undercover.
And he's undercover.
So I get their trepidation.
Oh, yeah.
But here's what I really love was Barnabas. Then Barnabas brought him to the disciples, and he told them how Saul had seen the Lord on the way to Damascus and how the Lord had spoken to Paul. And he also told them that Saul had preached boldly in the name of Jesus in Damascus. I love that. Barnabas, the son of encouragement, that's what Barnabas
means. There he is again.
He was encouraging Paul and encouraging the believers to receive Paul.
And remember, this is the second time that we've seen Barnabas because he sold some property. And it said, Joseph, so this is 4:36, Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold the field he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. So that is our first glimpse of Barnabas. And there he is. He's showing up again. And what's interesting, because we know him as a son of encouragement.
Yes.
And maybe, you know, when Luke was writing this, maybe he dropped that in there. So when he showed up here, it made sense that Barnabas would pick him up and take him. There's some understanding already of who Barnabas is. Because to be honest, I was just like, of course he did. It's Barnabas.
We already know that. And it was a step of faith for him to sell that property and give the money. And he was obviously all in.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I wasn't really sure as I read this through. I'm like, okay, is that surprising to me or not? But I think what is... And would I have been surprised that Paul showed up? Yes. Was I surprised at their reaction? No.
Did you expect them to receive?
Oh no.
Him?
Oh, no way, man. Are you kidding me? He was killing Christians.
Okay, so yeah, that's in keeping.
So the wow part for me is that he talked and debated with the Grecian Jews, but they tried to kill him. When the brothers learned of this, they took him. Like, the brothers learned of this. And they're the ones that saved Paul. So it's like, he proved himself.
Yes.
And they welcomed him into the family. And they act, because they could have handed him over, right? But obviously he stuck with it enough. He proved himself enough that they're like, yeah, you're legit, dude. Like,
because I got to think that Saul wasn't the only one opposing the church, right? Because he got consent from the leaders who said, yeah, you know what, this is a bad movement. So now he's joined it. So he also had to put himself out there and trust them.
Well, because he's actually saying no to everything that he's grown up with. Like, he's taking the knowledge, but he's saying, but it's so much more. That is not it. So he's taking a huge step away from the teachers of the law and the Pharisees.
Oh, yeah. I mean, later on we see that he says, you know, I was of the tribe of Benjamin, you know, a Pharisee. The Pharisees studied under the big guys. And he said, but I consider it all rubbish.
Yes.
For the sake of knowing Christ.
Yes.
And it was that relationship with Christ that then compelled him to humble himself and to preach boldly.
Yes. And so, you know, he says that... If he's going to boast, he's going to boast in Christ alone.
Yeah.
He's not going to boast in how he was raised or what he knows or the people he rubbed shoulders with, but he's going, I must boast. I will boast of the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of my Lord Jesus, who is praised forever. This is from 2 Corinthians 31. Knows that I am not lying. In Damascus, the governor under King Aretas had the city of the Damascus, Damascenes guarded in order to arrest me, but I was lowered in a basket. And he's giving glory to God. Hmm. Like, he's not saying it wasn't anything I was doing.
Yeah.
It's because I was preaching the gospel.
Yeah.
And so I just, you know, the wowness of this whole chapter 9 is the transformation of a life.
Yes.
And we firmly believe that God has the ability to transform a life. And we want to encourage you today, because you might be thinking there's no way he can transform me out of this world, like out of this life that I'm living.
Or my family member.
Like, he can't deliver me of drugs. He can't deliver me of pornography. He can't deliver me of the party lifestyle. And I know you desperately want out, but you just think there's no way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. There's no way they thought that Saul was going to be converted. He was so devout. And you're like, but he at least knew Jesus. And the answer is, there are story after story in the New Testament where Jesus met with people who had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
No idea. Mm-hmm. They just called out to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he met them where they're at. So Jesus will meet you where you are at today. So we want to encourage you today that God is a God of transformation. If he can transform Saul, he can transform anyone.
Yeah.
So we're going to pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are a God of transformations. You are a God of the impossible. And Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would continue to transform our lives as we surrender them to you. But also, Lord God, that for our viewers who are watching today, for those that are just really struggling with, can God really do that work in me? Lord, help them to step out in faith and call upon your name, because it says those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And so, Father God, we ask in your name that you would meet with our viewers, that you would transform lives, and Lord, that your spirit would be unleashed in them in a powerful way, and they would preach the gospel as you would have them do. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much for watching, and we're going to see you same time, same place next week.
See you later.